Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Jim Dion, who is president of Dion Co. He is a retail psychologist and a correspondent with Floor Focus. I think you wrote your last article you wrote for us was in our December issue. So, Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kim. How about you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us today. The article you wrote in December, very good article, is talking about as we start to look at recovery ahead of us, it's time to look at who's on your team and, you know, building the right team and getting yourself ready for recovery. There was some news last night, actually, and I wanted to get your, since you are a psychologist and you've got your finger on the pulse of the consumer and retail, I wondered if you might comment about what you think the election in Massachusetts, where Scott Brown surprisingly won the Senate vote in a state that it has is primarily Democratic, and if you think that might have an effect in the recovery at retail?
Well, it's a really good question. You know, will it have an effect? I don't know. I do know that anything that lifts the spirits of consumers, you know, gives them hope where there isn't any, is always a good thing. I think that, you know, clearly we are really, 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 as you know, a group of consumers struggling with, is this going to be, you know, the, you know, it doesn't look like it's going to be what we call a V-shaped recovery. It may be a U-shaped, and that's hopefully what it is, and we're kind of at the bottom of that U now, and over the next couple of months starting to head up, and hopefully it won't be that dreaded W where we go up a little bit and then go back down again at double dip. And so I think the consumer is, personally, I think they're better off when, you know, Congress doesn't have a majority. So, you know, that part is good news.
So what you're saying, in a balanced government, when we feel like nothing's going to get crammed down our throat because there's a lopsided level of power, it might be settling to the consumer. Is that a way of saying it?
Yeah, I certainly hope so. And for that, you know, that vast, you know, kind of middle America out there, which is getting harder and harder to define, by the way, as the years go by. I think that you know, they just feel that, you know, maybe now government is going to listen.
Well, you know, NBC last night, I watched that, and they were around in Massachusetts, and they were doing some interviews, and they interviewed a couple of people in Massachusetts. They were talking about, you know, they didn't really say how they voted, but they did say that, from their perspective, they were looking for a change, because they were nervous around the deficit levels and the fact that even with this healthcare thing, while we all probably admit that healthcare needs reform, that what we're ending up with is going to be expensive and it's probably not the best thing. So, you know, I thought that was interesting.
Well, yeah, and certainly, you know, I mean, clearly the NRF, National Retail Federation, stance and many retailers have been very concerned about the potential cost and the mandates of what they might have to do, particularly small independent retailers. So there's been, you know, some real fear on that side. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as the old saying goes, you probably don't want to watch either laws or sausages getting made. And I think they may have been making a real sausage there.
Well, consumer confidence in December did inch up just a little bit from November, but it's still at 52.6, which is, you know, way down from where it needs to be for this economy to start hitting.
Yeah,
back
you know, the American consumer in their very heart and soul is an optimistic consumer.
Right.
And to have this kind of pessimism for this length of time is really unusual.
The reason that they're optimistic is because we've been in a country that's the economic leader. Our gross GDP is more than double the next country that's even close. So I think that's why we're optimistic. So I thought I'd give you a shout today and see if you had any take. As we look at 2010 and you incorporate all of the think, I know you think all the time, you do a lot of speeches around this. What do you think 2010 is going to look like?
Well, I've got, I guess, two views of it. And Kemp, I mean, one view is again my more optimistic side, which I always like to see. I think I called December sales pretty well. I mean, the NRF was calling a -1, and Retail Forward was calling a +1. I called it a +3, and that's pretty much where it's turning out to be. So I'm still optimistic about 2010. I think spring, you know, particularly in the flooring industry, is going to continue to be a little bit challenging. I think there's going to be a lot of, and I think there's a huge amount of opportunity, by the way, for remodeling and for renewing and refreshing. I think the consumer is ready for that. I think there's huge pent-up demand on the housing side. And so a lot of things have got to fall in place before that really starts to ratchet up. But I'm cautiously optimistic about the spring slowly coming back, the market. And then, you know, clearly fall of 2010, I think it's gonna be pretty good time.
I don't know if you watched any football games over the holidays, but Allstate had a new commercial they were showing at the beginning of a lot of these bowl games. Did you happen to see that, Allstate?
No, I didn't, no.
Well, anyway, it talks about the kind of the new normal and what the Americans have discovered through this recession. They're talking about the consumer today is more tuned in to living within their means, but still having a few of the finer things.
Yeah, sometimes. But understand that you know, if the new normal becomes normal, then our economy will never come back.
Yeah.
And what they have to understand is that the American consumer's expectations have not changed. In other words, people still want the bigger house. They still want the nicer, you know, rec room. They still want those things. Just because they're putting their hand in their pocket and right at the moment they really kind of can't afford them.
Yeah.
And they're being forced to live within their means, and that is a forced statement. As soon as they get some more money in their pocket, they're going to go back and get those things. And, you know, gosh help us if they don't. Because, I'm sorry, our economy is built upon an American consumer living at their means or slightly above.
Yeah.
It is not built upon an American consumer going back to the 30s and survival strategies.
Oh.
If that happens, then all bets are off.
Right. Well, since you do make these calls and predictions on what's going to happen, do you think the results of last night's Massachusetts Senate election are going to possibly make things turn up faster, or what's your thought on that?
I would see more positives coming out of it than negatives, and again, people are, and you know, a lot of it too, Kemp, is going to be the kind of spin, and I hate that word, but it's the truth, the kind of spin that media puts on it.
Yeah.
And because once again, you know, and that's been a big cause too of I think consumer discontent. Is the 24/7 news cycles that have just really, really, really been, you know, preaching this pap of new normal, and where, you know, people are going back to doing this and baloney. You know, just give Americans the opportunity and the chance, because that's what creates the new jobs. That's what fuels the whole thing is our spending.
Yeah. Well, with the exception of FloorDaily.net, I completely agree with you. Well, Jim, I appreciate you being with us today and talking about this. I thought you'd be since you're a retail psychologist, I thought you'd be a great person to call today about this. Been talking to Jim Dion, who's president of Dion Co., and he's a consultant and a retail expert, actually, on what the consumer's thinking. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar in FloorDaily.net.